Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yes, let's do this. It is 8:02, and it's a good time to review your auto and home insurance with Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. I'm Doran Dickerson. He's Adam Crowley. Colin Dunlap, Chris Mack, still on vacation, enjoying themselves. They will be back tomorrow. We'll have the full crew back tomorrow. Exciting. Adam Kaplan, NFL insider, joined the PM team yesterday, or was that Friday? Friday, not yesterday, because yesterday was Sunday. That was on Friday. He joined the PM team and was talking about Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. He thinks that Mitch Trubisky will start the year, but Kenny will play more games. That's an interesting theory. He thinks that Mitch Trubisky will start the season and probably will end up passing over the position to Kenny Pickett, and Kenny Pickett will play more games. I've heard that scenario before. I just, at this point, didn't think that that would be the route that this thing would go. I honestly, like, I've assessed this situation ad nauseum, you know, thus far. And, you know, being someone that's been in those locker rooms, been in those meetings and seen things like this before and seeing how the things go out and really looking at reps, looking at depth charts and trying to put that all together, this is a tough one. But it's not as tough, I think, as we make it, but it's just so much. There's so much legs to it. Like, there's so much that could possibly happen. Like, the whole Mason Rudolph situation is really the wrench, I believe, in everything. Because Mason Rudolph, to me, has been playing or doing the best in camp, which is crazy. And people are like, oh, he can't be the starter. If you know, Mason Rudolph, you got, you know, Lamar Jackson, you got Joe Burrow, and then you got, you know, whoever's in Cleveland. You can't see Mason Rudolph being the starter. And I'm like, well, hold up. Yes, you can. If he's the best guy, why isn't he the starter? Well, they're going to use him for trade value. They're going to get something back, sixth, seventh round pick. Like, Mason Rudolph is really the wrench. If Mason Rudolph wasn't here, we wouldn't be having these conversations. Depth chart came out. Adam Kaplan on Friday tells the PM team that he thinks that Trubisky will start, but Kenny will play the most games. Kenny Pickett has been picking up his play thus far in the camp. He has been getting adjusted. It takes some time. And this is what you said earlier, Crowley. You said that obviously at this point of a season that the defense has one leg up on the offense, rightfully so, because they don't have as much to learn. They have a lot to just react to. It's not as much of a learning curve to play defense as it is offense. So even when we go into this preseason game on Saturday, the defenses will probably have the best outings. But how much do you put into this? Do you agree with Adam Kaplan here? Do you agree that that might be the scenario? Trubisky starts the season, and then Kenny takes over and plays in the most games?
I mean, it could happen. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think Mitch Trubisky is going to start game one, and I think that the team's going to do well enough, and Mitch Trubisky is going to do well enough that he continues. The schedule is a difficult one. There's no doubt about that. But I could see the Steelers being 4-2 or 3-3 through six games. And if that's the case, I think they're going to have a hard time turning away from Mitch Trubisky. And then at the bye week, which is week 9, I think they're going to be an average football team, a playoff-ish kind of team based on the defense, based on their skill position players, based on the offensive line being a little bit better than it was last year, and based on the quarterback, I think, being a little bit better than the one that there was last year, whether it is Pickett or Trubisky. So if it is Trubisky from day one, I think they're sitting there at the bye week at 5-4, something like that. And I just don't think Mike Tomlin's the kind of guy who, if the team's got a winning record, he's going to go to a rookie quarterback. I just don't. Especially the way that this training camp has played out, Doran. It's been all Mitch Trubisky with the ones, apart from a few here and there lately with Mason Rudolph. It doesn't seem like Kenny Pickett's even part of this conversation. And if that's the case, then I have a hard time thinking that if they're above 500 through about 9 weeks, that they're going to hand the ball over to the rookie. I just don't see it happening.
I if I'm Kenny Pickett, I almost love this situation. I really do. You're not thrusting me into a role that I have to really take over this team on offense. You're not thrusting me into reps where I have to go against the top dogs, where I have to go against, you know, TJ Watt, who's out in the field in practice. You are letting me ease myself into the NFL game, and you're letting me ease myself into the NFL game against guys that some may be here, some probably won't. That is an inch process. That's like inch by inch by inch. It's not thrown into the fire because it doesn't need to be thrown into the fire. This builds confidence for Kenny Pickett. You know, him having back-to-back practices, playing at a high level, doing very well, that's going to build his confidence. And then he's going to get into this preseason games. Things are going to be happening very fast. And, you know, hopefully he makes the right adjustments that he can keep building on that confidence. If I'm Kenny Pickett, like, you know, it's basically like they're giving Trubisky the job and saying, hey, if you lose it, you lose it. Like, this is up to you to lose. And it's kind of like, you know, if you're Kenny Pickett, it's like, hey, I don't have the pressure of actually having to do much right now, which a lot of quarterbacks do. And Trubisky has the pressure of doing well. Think about the two sides right there. Mason doesn't have any pressure because people don't think he's going to be here. Let's kind of assess this. Mason doesn't have any pressure because people don't think he's going to be here. He's not even a part of the conversation in people's eyes. And his mind's like, yeah, I'm going to go out there and prove to you that I should be a part of this conversation. Nobody's been talking about me this whole entire offseason into preseason. Good. Good for you. I'm glad. Get the pressure off my shoulders. I can go out there and just play free football. Kenny Pickett is almost along the same lines as Mason. Hey, I'm a first-round pick. I'm not expected to be the starter. I'm not expected to be even possibly a backup. I can ease my way into it. I don't have to be thrust into a role where I have to put all this on my shoulders after a quarterback who was here that's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't have to fill his shoes right away. I do not, and the perception knows that about me. So I can go out there and try to learn this game at the pace that I want to learn it at. If you're Mitch Trubisky, you're given – the depth chart came out. You are number one on the depth chart. You're getting number one reps. He has all the pressure to actually perform at this level, all the pressure to perform to get this spot and succeed at this spot with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All the pressure's on Mason.
I think the pressure is equally on Trubisky and Rudolph, the pressure that they're putting on themselves. Pickett, you're right. He probably wants to play day one. But guess what? If he doesn't, so what? It's not like they're not going to give the first-round pick some string here, right? I mean, he's going to have time to learn, and that's the entire idea of the way that they're doling out these reps. If you're Mason Rudolph, you're thinking, it's now or never. I'm a backup quarterback in this league if I don't work out now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is my only chance to start. Adam Kaplan was on the PM team. He said, teams are probably looking at giving up a sixth or seventh-round pick for Mason Rudolph if the Steelers are going to swing a deal there. So if you're Mason Rudolph, you know, I'm either going to start here or I'm probably never going to start an NFL game in my career unless I'm a backup and somebody gets hurt. If you're Mitch Trubisky and you get beat out, same's probably true for him.
Right.
You're not going to get another opportunity. This is your second chance. This is the NFL. You need to win. You're not going to get a third chance. It doesn't work out. So I think those guys actually have equal pressure on them. For Kenny, it's easy, as, you know, relatively speaking, it's right. Easy because they're giving him time to warm up to it. There is a theory I saw somebody post out there. Might have been just somebody tweeting at me that said Kenny Pickett didn't get second team reps because he was earning the second team reps, but he got second team reps more recently now because Mike Tomlin does want to give him confidence. And Mason Rudolph's actually playing so well that Mason's at a point where if he's taking third team reps, he's not actually going to be affected by that.
Right.
He knows he's playing well.
Right.
Whereas Kenny Pickett, he might need a little bit of the confidence getting boosted to play second team reps now.
Yeah, I can definitely get down with that. And I think that, you know, this whole situation is really predicated on, is Trubisky going to lose the job? And if he's going to lose the job, who is he going to lose the job to? If you're the Steelers and you are put in this situation where Trubisky just can't handle the job, right? It's like, do we want to revert to Mason or do we want to revert to our first-round quarterback? Like, that's why I believe Mason is still here because – well, not still here. I think he's going to be here to the end of preseason. But that's why I still think that Mason is kind of, you know, breathing a little bit. His head is above water. He's not holding his breath. And I think that the Steelers are like, look, if Mason is playing and in operating this offense very well, and Trubisky just seems like he can't get a hold of things, do we really want to thrust Kenny Pickett into the role of a starter, or do we want to ride with Mason? I really honestly, truly believe that that's what they think heading into the preseason games. I really think that they are going to give Mason a shot to be here before they give him a shot to show what he can do outside.
And I know that you want to see the guy who plays best get the job.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think resume has to factor into it as well. And I just can't. I would do anything I could almost to not allow Mason Rudolph to be the best guy in the preseason.
Why? Really?
Because he's never gotten it done before. And I don't believe that he's just all of a sudden, oh, he gets it. He's still, if you believe the stats that are out there, and Alex Cazora, Steelers Depot, put them out, I mean, the guy's still averaging like 5.5 yards an attempt. Like, this is, it's not the reinvention of Mason Rudolph. He might know the offense the best. In fact, I bet you he does. And he's throwing the 11 touchdowns, no interceptions in the team part. He's still not pushing the ball down the field. Like, I think this is the Mason Rudolph that we've always seen, which is just a guy who's willing to, okay, get the ball out of his hand quickly. Okay, now it's time for the check down. He's never, to me, been the guy who stands in the pocket, takes a shot, and puts the ball downfield. Ben wasn't that guy either last year.
Right.
He wasn't. Or the year before, really. But that's, to me, what Mason Rudolph is. I'd rather go out dying on my sword with Mitch Trubisky, who's at least going to take a shot or two down the field, because he's an unknown from a Pittsburgh Steelers standpoint. And you might say that Mason Rudolph being a known is a positive, but his known is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Trubisky's at least led a team to the playoffs two times. I just can't give it to Mason. I think the upside there is so limited. Maybe at the beginning of the season, he'd be the best guy for the job because he knows the offense and he could play well for a couple of games. But at some point, Mason Rudolph's just going to turn back into a pumpkin, I think. So I don't want him to win the job.
What if he throws down the field like a handful of times in the first two preseason games, throws a couple touchdowns? I mean, I'm talking about it looks very, very good. It changes not your whole perception, but what you see of like Mason Rudolph making attempts to throw down the field and actually completing them in these first two preseason games. Does that change anything for you?
It gives me some pause. I think it just increases his trade value. Yeah. Is all it does for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't spend a first round pick on Kenny Pickett and the money that they've tied up in Trubisky for 2 years now. It's not a lot of money, but tie up some money in him for the next 2 years to then put Mason Rudolph out there day one as my starter. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he could go out there looking like Dan freaking Marino and I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
Really?
I'm out.
Go
get a fifth round pick now via trade. I just think Mason Rudolph, if he was going to show it, he'd have showed it already.
What if like Deontay Johnson comes out and speaks to the media and says, you know what, I'm really liking what Mason's doing.
Then cut him and get rid of Mason Rudolph. You know, we obviously erred in giving this wide receiver $18 million. We're going to have to say goodbye.
Here's something else, I tell you. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can also text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, coming up, another snub for the Hall of Fame. Well, not another one, but this is a different sport. Hall of Fame. Snub-ish. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Let me tell you about my friends, though, at Schultz Ford. They're incredible. Your Ford your way. Custom order your Ford your way. Receive $1,000 in order incentives. $500 from Ford and $500 from Schultz Ford. You can order in person or at one of the three great president-winning locations online, schultzford.com as well. They've got the largest selection around. Custom build your Ford your way. Check out the new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. How about the Ford Blue Advantage? 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Provides safety, security, and peace of mind. They got 90 pre-owned certified F-150s. Go buy a truck today. Schultz Ford, three great locations, or Schultz Ford online.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, we are back with the Fan Morning Show, and Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, we'll talk about that a little bit later, what we just read, but Barry Bonds not getting into the Pirates Hall of Fame. They put in 19 guys into their Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds is not one of them. How about that?
That's a disgrace.
How about it?
It really is. Nice round number 19. I mean, give me a break. I get why you're putting in the guys you put in. I do. There's not a single guy that they're putting in on their first ballot of their Hall of Fame that shouldn't be in. Every single one of those guys should be. No doubt in my mind. However, it's 19. That's a weird number. Barry Bonds, he's the only player in the history of the franchise to win multiple MVPs for the franchise. You can't make him an even 20? You're trying to make some sort of statement? What's the statement? Barry Bonds, all the steroid allegations happened after his time in Pittsburgh.
Right.
No one ever thought that Barry Bonds was using anything while he was a Pittsburgh Pirate. At no point. He won two MVPs. He won a Rookie of the Year. I love Roberto Clemente, what he meant to this town, what he meant to a great deal of other people. That guy didn't win two MVPs. Willie Stargell won two MVPs. Ralph Kiner ain't won two MVPs. Dick Grote ain't won two MVPs. And most of those guys, they put in, as they should be in. But Barry Bonds deserved to be in, too. And he deserved to be in the first enshrinement, if you will, for the Pittsburgh Pirates Hall of Fame.
I wonder how Bonds feels about all this stuff.
Doesn't give a rip.
You don't think he gives it? I don't think he does either.
Nah.
I don't think he does either, for real. Like, I think he's just like, whatever, you know, forget you guys. Bleep you guys. Honestly.
I bet you he wants to be in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. But I don't think he gives a rat's ass about being in the Pirates Hall of Fame, the Giants Hall of Fame, whatever. I think he wants to be probably in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and not going to happen for him either.
I know. That's a shame. I think Barry Bonds definitely should be in the Pirates Hall of Fame. That's a big miss for them, and I just don't understand their angle on this. You know, you want a guy like Barry Bonds represented by your club.
Why wouldn't you want to bring Bonds back?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's not like bringing Pete Rose back. The Phillies had problems with that this weekend. Like, Barry Bonds, he's largely not stirred the pot outside of his playing career. Meanwhile, Pete Rose, he said a lot of things. The Phillies got what they were. The Phillies probably got what they asked for a little bit this weekend. But the Pirates bringing back Bonds, that's only a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Tyler Dunn, golong.com. He likes football. He likes traveling around to camps and checking out all kinds of NFL football. He joins us next on the Fan Morning Show.
QC Kinetics. Maybe you can't wait to go swimming, running, jogging out there this summer, doing everything that you generally do. Well, QC Kinetics is going to help you with that joint pain. That pain in your back, your knees, your shoulder, it can now be treated with the latest in precision medicine using natural biologics. Really exciting stuff here. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access right here in Pittsburgh to the modern-day joint pain solution. You can get lasting joint pain, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, no surgery at all. You've heard Emmett Smith raving about QC Kinetics. You've heard other people talk about it because it's absolutely great. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics can help you get your life back and get your life back right now. Take that action right now. Be about that action, boss. Right now, get free consultation, powerful, effective joint pain treatments with natural biologics. They are here. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And joining us right now, the fan hotline, is Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. Tyler, you've been traveling around camp, training camps, and I want to know one question here. Who has stuck out to you? Who has caught your eye outside of, you know, the top tier quarterbacks, the guys, the Josh Allens, obviously the Patrick Mahomes? Who's a quarterback or even a backup quarterback, somebody that has really caught your eye on your camp tour thus far?
Well, hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me. So we're just talking quarterback here? You thinking QBs?
Just quarterbacks.
Ooh, boy, you know, what kind of pops to mind is and this isn't necessarily breaking news, but if you're a team and you're reliant on, you know, a stud quarterback, MVP level quarterback, and that guy were to ever go down, I mean, I just think, you know, the wheels would just completely fall off. I mean, I don't think anybody's really popping, but like in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's recovering, you know, from having his appendix removed and all that. And it's like, you know, it's hard for the offense to really move the ball, understandably so. And I think that would be the case like in Buffalo. You know, there wasn't a lot to be seen from Case Keenum, Matt Barkley. And to kind of bring full circle, you know, I think there's a lane for the Steelers, right? Because they're not a team that is going to completely live or die at that position
for better or worse, I mean, you could say, hey, if you don't have the quarterback, you're a dead team walking. But, I mean, we've seen it. Like, they win with Duck Hodges. Historically, it hasn't really mattered who's quarterback. And that has lasted decades upon decades. So maybe that's what stands out. You know, the Steelers practice, I sound like it. It's just one practice. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of balls traveling beyond 10 yards through the air and completed. But I don't even mean that in a bad way. I feel like the Steelers can win like they've always tended to win.
Is that faith that you have in Mike Tomlin? Is it some of the cast of characters they have on defense? Is it a little of column A, a little column B?
Yeah, if you cover this game for a while, like you guys know, there isn't a bad word you'll hear about Mike Tomlin from players. I mean, I don't think that there's a coach in the NFL who has struck the balance of, like, demanding accountability and being disciplined. I mean, Chad Greenway, Vikings linebacker, I remember talking to him once. He said, like, when Mike Tomlin was really young, I mean, a young coach in the NFL, younger than his players, like, guys were scared of him. Like, he'd call guys out in meetings, and you wanted to play hard for him because you didn't want to see the other side, which is why the quarterback's comments were a little strange. Ben Roethlisberger on the coddling, and, you know, I talked to Cam Hayward about this too. He has that side to him. But yet, if you have a problem in football, have a problem in life, I mean, his door is always open. I mean, he's a player's coach, and guys love him in that respect too. So, I mean, he just always is going to find a way to maximize the talents within every single player on his team. I mean, there's a reason why he just never finishes below 500. And, yeah, what does it take to kind of go beyond that, right, to get over the hump? Because it's been a while since they've been winning playoff games and Super Bowls. And I think that you've got studs on each level of the defense. T.J. Watt, obviously, Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, they're all over the place. If you stop the run a little better there, and you get something out of quarterback. I mean, there's such a great group of receivers there, and you've got a top 10, maybe even better than that, running back. If you just can get more out of the quarterback position than you got last year, there's a lane for the Steelers to be competing for a Super Bowl, absolutely.
Fan Hotline's presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Tyler, have you seen or even heard anything on Deshaun Watson? Not obviously the whole lawsuit and the things of that nature outside of football, but him at practice. I mean, he did go through OTAs. He is going through preseason. He is going through training camp. And if he does go through this process, his appeal process, and say it comes back, he's only suspended 10 games. So he has 7 games to play in the NFL season this year. Do you think that he will be in high-level quarterback form, or have you heard or saw him in practice maybe missing throws or doing anything of that nature? I feel like we've talked about a lot of things outside of football with Deshaun Watson, and rightfully so. We haven't really talked about how he actually looks on the field. Will he be a top-tier quarterback if he does get a chance to play this year?
Such a great question, and rightfully so, right? Like, we're not talking about the football because these accusations are just disgusting and gross, and it's hard to even wrap your brain around it. It never gets old, right? I mean, when you read the details, it's like, my God, at best, he is this? Ugh, like, how do you sell your soul if you're a team going down that road? But, yeah, at some point, we got to talk about the football, and it's a long time without playing football. And I don't know, you know, that's the one team, I didn't stop at training camp there, so I didn't see it with my own eyeballs, but in talking to people and reading into it, it sounds like he's playing well. I mean, training camp practices are different than NFL Sundays, though. And to go a year and a half, potentially 2 years, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, if the NFL gets its way, it's going to be 2 years. It's a long time without playing a real football game. I mean, the closest you'll get to an actual NFL Sunday is what you see down there in Latrobe. I mean, the Steelers actually hit. I mean, they're actually doing like one-on-one blocking and hitting drills and tackling players to the ground, like conditioning the body for violence. What a concept. But, you know, a lot of these camps don't do that stuff. And you're not simulating the real thing. There's no way that you can simulate what you're going to see on the field. Like, he's a guy, you know, a lot like Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, that operates off of feel and improvisation and kind of just doesn't really necessarily need to play within a timing-based scheme. So maybe that helps him, right? He gets back out there and it's like riding a bike. But either way, I just don't see how cutting this deal with the football devil,
lack of a better term, plays out for the Browns. I mean, he had a chance to just roll with Baker Mayfield and mend that relationship and strengthen that relationship, and you had a good thing going. And, you know, since they beat the Steelers in that playoff game, it's only gone south.
There's a delicate line to walk here, I think, especially for those of us in Pittsburgh, given what happened with Ben Roethlisberger off the field and given now with what's happening with Deshaun Watson. Do you think it's fair to criticize Browns fans, the ones who were clamoring for his autograph after Sue L. Robinson's findings came out? Do you have, and you're a smart guy, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Tyler. Do you look at these situations in as a fan, separating art from artist, I guess is what I'm getting at here. How do you make that happen as an NFL fan? Because I feel like we're having those decisions to make more and more frequently.
Such a good question, man. Everybody's got to look in the mirror themselves, right? I mean, we all have our own moral compass. We all have the free will to make our own decisions and cheer on whatever teams, whatever players we want. And I'm with you. Seeing that video of kids, and it's not just the kids, it's their parents, you know, bringing kids there to clamor and cheer and want autographs and fawn over somebody accused of these things. It's difficult to watch. But if we've learned anything about the business of the NFL, it's that it's a cynical enterprise, and it's a bottom line enterprise. And, you know, the ends justifies the means, you know, more times than not, that if you get out there and you win football games and you make plays, that all tends to be forgotten or close to forgotten. And I think that, yeah, Browns fans, if they get their quarterback back on the field and he's throwing touchdowns, sadly, I mean, a lot of them aren't really going to care about what happened to the past. They're going to look into it. They're not even going to read about it. It'll be out of sight, out of mind, whatever. Like, they've gone an entire generation with bad football. And, you know, that's not exclusive to the Browns, as you know. I mean, a lot of teams go through this because I think so many jobs and livelihoods are at stake that scouts and GMs and coaches, they kind of sit in these dark rooms and it's like they got a clicker and they're just watching clips and highlights and, oh, this guy throws the ball really far. Click, click. All right, let's get this guy to fill that position. That guy to fill that position, and we'll all be able to kind of keep our jobs and feed our families, and that's what matters most. It's not this moral compass of, well, you know, we're drawing the line right here. I think that line tends to get pushed back more and more with each year. And yeah, like I said, it's not just the Browns, it's not just Watson, but it's kind of systemic to the NFL in general.
Tyler, where are you at right now? Are you traveling around? Are you at any camps?
Yeah, so I just got back from Cincinnati, and I'm back in Western New York, actually. So I'm going to take a little time there to write up these stories and probably head out again either to the Midwest or down to Florida, right? I mean, the weather's good here in Buffalo, so there's no need to bail quite yet. But, you know, it's not that bad down in Florida, too.
Good stuff, man. Hey, thank you for joining the show, and we'll catch up later on.
Hey, you got it, and I saw you have Neil Walker on soon. I was good buddies with his high school quarterback back in the day, Jake Long. So make sure you name drop Jake, Pine Richland's finest. Yeah, hell of a football player, Neil Walker. That's what I remember.
Oh, yeah, he was a beast. He
freak
was a beast.
Athlete.
Yep, he's on next.
Love it. Love it. Enjoy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. Go check him out. Up next, just like Tyler said, Neil Walker here on the Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yep, welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. I'm Dor Dickerson. He's Adam Crowley. And on the fan hotline right now is our guy, Neil Walker. Neil, how's everything going? Are you out on a golf course or anything right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually have a little breakfast meeting with a couple people. And but I did play a lot of golf this weekend. I played in for the first time in my life, played in a club championship at the country club I belong to. Mm. And who do I get in the first round? Well, I had to qualify on Friday, which I snuck in. 16 players. I was the 16th guy to get in. So I got into Saturday. That was Friday. And I had the number one player at the country club, which was Austin Lemieux.
Oh.
Son. And he's a +3 handicap, and I am a 7. And I took him all the way to 18 and lost. But it was it got the competitive juices flowing. You know, I haven't had a ton of that since I've been done playing. So that was a fun weekend. So, but I'm a little bit golfed out. So I'm crossing the T's and dotting the I's early on this week. Golf is in the rearview mirror for a couple of days.
Wow, you took Austin Lemieux to the 18th hole. That's pretty big time. You're playing some pretty good golf then if you're doing that.
Well, it was a mixture of me probably playing one of the better rounds I've ever played and him not playing all that great. But it was, like I said, it was a blast, and it was a fun event. Roethlisberger played in the event. He qualified for the round of 16. My buddy Eric Tangrady, who's an ex-Penguin, he was in that group of 16. So it was a really nice mixture of kind of hackers, but athletes like, you know, kind of like Ben and Eric and myself, but also some really, really good golfers like Austin Lemieux and a couple other kids that were college players.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's always good stuff to be able to compete like that. And talking about other athletes, Sidney Crosby's birthday was yesterday. He turned 35 yesterday. Obviously, he's had an unbelievable career, one of the best hockey players we've ever seen. How many more years, in your opinion, do you think Sidney Crosby has left in his career? He's 35. How many more years do you think he'll play?
Man, you know, a lot of these hockey guys, especially the elite hockey players, it's amazing. You know, you think about Chris Letang and the deal that he just got, and it's going to take him into he's 40 years old. And, you know, in most other sports, maybe excluding basketball, you know, when you're talking baseball and football, you get to 32, 33, people start looking at you like, I think we can get younger and cheaper and just as much production for the most part. But that's obviously not the case with Sid. We've been spoiled rotten in this town with the Penguins over the last 20 years, and certainly with the play of Sidney Crosby and Malkin and you know, Chris Letang, guys like that. So I don't know, if I got to guess, I got to think that he can get to 40, and obviously the big thing is health, and the big thing is hoping and praying that he doesn't have any type of head injury again. That was, you know, a scary part of his career, and one that. You know, you kind of looked at and thought, who knows how much longer he can play after an injury like this? But, you know, he's been steady, and it seems like he's been hanging in there and staying healthy and finding a good balance between not getting worn down too much as a 35-year-old and also playing at an elite level.
Neil, the Pirates announced their Hall of Fame class, their first Hall of Fame class, 19 players. Four Negro League players, and then all their Hall of Famers, Steve Blass in there, broadcaster, and, of course, World Series champion. No Barry Bonds, though. Don't you think he can stretch it a little bit to 20 from 19 and put in the only two-time MVP that the team has ever seen?
Yeah, I was shocked to see that he wasn't included. And, you know, I haven't really dug into how they're going to, you know, work the process every year. Obviously you got to be a retired player and all of that, but I was shocked to see that Bonds wasn't on there, and you got to assume that he's going to get in, but I don't, I, like I said, I haven't seen exactly how the selection process is going to work from a year-to-year basis. But, you know, some awesome names on there, and obviously names that a lot of us never got to see play from the, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s. But certainly the showing the history and the incredible players in this organization and that represented this town for periods of time is something that is awesome to see. And, you know, unfortunately, it took so long to get to pop one of the Hall of Fame in the Pirates organization just in general. But, you know, it seems like things are heading the right direction, and it's really cool to see.
Neil, at what age is it appropriate to wear the golf attire for, like, every day? I walked in here this morning. I have my golf shirt on. I have it tucked into my shorts, have my belt out. And Paul Alexander, love Paul Alexander to death. He walks in here, and I was just looking at him up and down. I'm like, I'm wearing the same outfit as Paul Alexander right now. Is this acceptable? I am golfing later, so I do have a pass a little bit. At what age is that okay to wear as your normal outfit and not even go golfing?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think once you get into your 30s, I think it's perfectly acceptable. Because you always got to be prepared. You know, there's been times where I've been like, hey, you know, I'm gonna go just hit a few golf balls and I'll go hit some balls, and all of a sudden there'll be two guys that are playing that I know, and they're like, hey, let's go play a quick night. So you always got to be prepared. You can't be rolling up and whether it's keeping in the back of the car your golf shirt or an extra pair of golf shorts or an extra pair of shoes, you always got to have it on deck. So perfectly acceptable in my mind for you to wear that, or to at least have an extra set of golf attire at all times with you.
Love it. Hey, thanks, Neil. Enjoy your breakfast, man.
All right, guys, you have a great week. Right,
there he goes, Neil Walker. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join them for the first responder in 2023 Corvette 06 Tour, August 9th. Partly sunny, high in the mid-80s.
That's the weather.
And up next, Kylie and I might be in a little bit of trouble. We'll talk about that next on the Fan Morning Show.
All right, this baseball season turned K's into cash, big hits into big wins. FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge. Right now, new customers step to the plate. No sweat, first bet up to $1,000.
Yeah, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. Plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. Place that first bet, whether it's a home run hitter, maybe it's a strikeout prop, maybe it's a total, run line, money line, whatever it is. FanDuel, they'll give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sports book. Look, things starting to heat up now that the trade deadline has passed. You want to get in on that action? Do it with FanDuel. Download the app today. Use our promo code FAN, F-A-N, to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. 21 plus and present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.